Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today in Israel is comfortably warm. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny and pleasant day, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys clear skies, making it a great day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, in the past hour, 10-0 apartments in Hezbollah hideouts became death traps as the IDF claims Hezbollah entered a strategic ambush by joining Iran's campaign. Also, Israel Hayom reports earlier today that Hamas is expected to announce the successor to Sinwar. The Qatari channel Al Arabi suggests the announcement is likely this week. Also this hour, Ynet informs that the Israel Air Force chief warns that the absence of a nuclear deal with Iran would be a major failure as he concludes his 39-year service. Separately, Forward reports that a shocking arrest raises questions about whether supporting peace is becoming illegal in Israel. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reveals in earlier reporting that the IDF prepares to bolster its defenses amid rising regional tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, a cultural commentator, posted an hour ago that movie star Adam Sandler expressed his unwavering support for Israel, criticizing those who spread falsehoods about the country. Al Arabiya, a respected news outlet, shared earlier today insights from Professor Murat Aslan on the potential military escalation between the U.S. and Iran over nuclear demands. Oren Barsky, a political analyst, questioned in a post from earlier whether Amnesty International supports individuals with ties to Islamist terrorist organizations, suggesting it's time to shut it down. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah, Walla reports that the IDF views Hezbollah's decision to join Iran in conflict as a strategic trap, resulting in numerous casualties. The IDF believes this could weaken Hezbollah's influence in the region significantly. Turning to Hamas, Israel Hayom states that the leadership transition is critical as Hamas seeks to strengthen its political stance. The new leader's approach could impact future peace negotiations. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that the outgoing Israel Air Force chief warned against the lack of a nuclear agreement with Iran. This comes as tensions rise, and his warning underscores the potential risks for regional stability. In a related development, Forward reveals that a recent arrest in Israel has sparked debate over freedom of expression. This incident points to growing concerns about civil liberties within the country. Finally, the Jerusalem Post notes the IDF's efforts to enhance its defenses reflect apprehensions over potential escalations. This preparation aims to ensure national security amid uncertain times. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that checkpoint shares have fallen due to firewall weaknesses affecting growth, despite modest gains and a restructuring of its sales organization. Separately, Israel Hayom Business explores the real estate market's future as interest rates and demographic changes pose challenges for economic stability in Israel. And finally, Globes shares that Playtika's financial stability is under pressure due to successful earn-out payments following the acquisition of mobile gaming studio Superplay. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.